On AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Loudoun County, Virginia has become the epicenter of what the Department of Justice is dealing with, trying to call school board parents, terrorists. And we had another example of this earlier, I guess. Gentleman Jim Dallas, this is so stupid what is going on that parents have to now take to the streets in order to be heard. But now their kids are being heard.
Absolutely, and this is good to see because, come on, every parent, I don't care how old you are, what race you are, whether you're male or female or whatever, you sure don't want your kids to be sexually abused by simply going to the restroom. And it's kind of become ground zero there for politics, like you say, but especially for the father of the Loudoun County student who was raped in a restroom there at school, and then the school denied it. So the cat is out of the bag, so to speak, now, and we've got just a little bit of sound, 25, 30 seconds or so, of the kids walking out in Loudoun County today, an organized walkout. And they were chanting, "Loudoun County protects rapists." Listen to this.
Wow.
Isn't that
something? Wow. Yeah.
So now the kids are involved.
Well, yeah, and they should be because they're the victims.
That's right.
Wow. That is unbelievable. And Loudoun, in fact, the state of Virginia right now with a gubernatorial election is going to tell us a lot. If activist parents and activist students are going to be heard, or if it's going to be just more Democrat politicians, reelect Terry McAuliffe, blah, 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 blah. It's just unbelievable. Jim, thank you, man.
You bet.
I appreciate it. Gentleman Jim Dallas, always keep it on top of stories like this. It is sad that the kids have to get involved. They have to grow up awfully fast in Loudoun County, Virginia. And when school officials and public officials just kind of ignore this kind of story. This is unbelievable. More to come coming up. Stay with us as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
And at 3:30, as we check out our traffic cams, actually not too bad right now on area freeways overall anyway, especially on the Beltway. No delays or impediments there on the 215, both the southern and the northern Beltways. We are getting some heavy volumes, though, if you're trying to work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15. You got a lot of truckers going through there. And yeah, they're still working. Some of them are anyway. But you'll tap the brakes southbound at Oki, north at Spring Mountain. Do expect major delays downtown in both directions on the 515, with those lane restrictions really affecting the traffic flows westbound at Eastern and eastbound 515 at Las Vegas Boulevard.
Pro Insurance Solutions presents this sports flash powered by the Score app from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. Injury update for the Raiders at running back Josh Jacobs. He has a chest contusion. He's expected to be okay when the Raiders get back in action on November 7th against the Giants. Not as clear with tight end Darren Waller. He is currently dealing with an ankle issue. He is listed as day-to-day, and the Raiders are still reportedly in the evaluation process with offensive lineman John Simpson after he went down with an undisclosed injury a couple times during the win against Philadelphia. Again, the Raiders don't play again until November 7th against the Giants. Vegas Golden Knights hockey tonight. They're on the road to play the Colorado Avalanche.
Download the Score app today. Lightning fast sports alerts so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. This Sports Flash is brought to you by Pro Insurance Solutions. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly, AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio done right.
At Allstate, we've been saying you're in good hands for a long time. But what exactly does that mean? Does it mean you're protected from life's uncertainties? Does it mean you can worry less and live a little more? Does it mean you're not alone, even when things get kind of hard? Actually, yes. Yes, it does. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Allstate and affiliates offer products and services subject to availability, terms, and conditions.
You can't always see bad weather coming, so it's essential that you're able to see through it when you drive. Michelin wiper blades with advanced technology hug your windshield like a Michelin tire hugs the road, channeling away water, snow, and ice so you can see clearly, drive confidently, and breathe easy. Michelin wiper performance, clearer than ever. Upgrade to Michelin premium wipers today at Walmart, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
I'm Fred Simon. I'm running for Nevada governor. I live in Douglas County, and I'm a physician, an MD, a practicing trauma surgeon. So yes, I recognize an emergency when I see it. And our state is in trouble. From COVID, economic problems, forced vaccine threats, mail-in ballot schemes, and a surge of illegal immigration, an invasion. And it's all been made worse by mindless politicians. Here we are in 2021. And we seem to be stuck with electing people that promise us one thing and then do the opposite. I'm a doctor. I have never been a politician. So I don't know how to make excuses and lie like the worst of that breed. Please help me become Nevada governor, and together we'll stop the insanity of a lawless Nevada. Learn more anytime and join me, Fred Simon, at simonforgovnv.com.
Paid for by Simon for Nevada.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We still don't know if there's going to be a human infrastructure bill or even a regular old-fashioned bipartisan roads, bridges, highways, infrastructure bill. We just don't know if it's going to happen. The Democrats want to have a bill in place by the time the president leaves on Thursday, or because he's going first to see the Pope over the weekend, Sunday before he gets to Glasgow and the climate conference. It'll be interesting to see. Manu Raju is the Capitol Hill correspondent for CNN. This is cut two, by the way, Jim. And it's interesting that Bernie Sanders is holding firm on Medicare expansion. One of the things that Joe Manchin is talking about is he's not in favor of expanding Medicare until, or Medicaid, Medicare and Medicaid, until we firm it up. Adding more stress to the system just won't work. But this is Manu Raju, CNN Capitol Hill correspondent.
Bernie Sanders said a few weeks ago it was non-negotiable to him that must be included in it, the Medicare expansion. I tried to just get him to say it would be a red line. He didn't say that explicitly, but he said it must include serious ways to expand Medicare. So we'll see what exactly that means, but it's just another sign here, guys, that despite the optimism of Democratic leaders that they can get a deal within days on the larger social safety net package, there are still some major issues that they have to resolve between the left and the right to get everybody on board, not just on health care, but on things like climate change, as well as paid leave for workers. All key questions they have to resolve. Can they get there? Can they get there this week? Still looks very challenging, but they're pushing ahead. As Nancy Pelosi told her caucus earlier today, they are not going to get everything they want, but embrace the bill that they can get.
It'll be interesting to see if this all plays out. I don't think it happens. And I don't think it happens Thursday. I don't think it happens Sunday. because there's too much out there. I'll give you a good example. One of the keys is, how do we pay for this thing? And nobody seems to know how we're going to pay for the thing. If you talk to Joe Biden, Joe Biden says, this is not a $3.5 trillion package. This is zero. Zero. And he looks really right in the camera. Zero. Well, the fact is, it's not zero. It is going to cost trillions and trillions of dollars. But Lloyd Doggett, now one of the ways they've talked of paying for this is a billionaire's tax, which would impact, I believe, about 700 folks who are billionaires and who would end up making up this deficit. And Lloyd Doggett is a guy that I covered when I worked back in Texas, in San Antonio. He's a congressman from Texas. Even he is skeptical of the tax on billionaires. This is cut one, by the way. This is from CNN earlier this morning.
When it comes to other sources of funding, as we mentioned, you're on Ways and Means. Chairman Richard Neal saying that overnight he wasn't sure that this plan to tax billionaires, that it would actually bring in a reliable amount of money, and even warned it could be challenged legally. We know Senator Sinema is opposed to corporate tax hikes. So what would plan B be this morning for that, if that billionaire tax is not going to fly?
Yes, for certainly the plan A, which Chairman Neal and all of us on the committee worked together to establish, is the best approach. Simply restoring the rates that existed for those at the top income level under the administration of President Obama would be a reasonable approach. Senator Sinema has come up very late with objections. She's yet to lay out a clear plan as to what this billionaire tax would be. I certainly think those at the top should be paying much more, but just doing a tax on a few hundred people is probably not enough to pay for the services we need, and is not really a very good substitute for what we propose, particularly dealing with the problem of corporations on the international level, where we know that a large number of corporations were paying less than 8% tax rate on their revenues. So I think we need to deal with corporations, and Senator Sinema has been a belated problem here.
We'll see what happens on that. I mean, just where's your gut this morning? Because, you know, as I just said to Manu, on the heels of these meetings with the president last week, it really did feel that Democrats were united, at least in their public messaging. The fact that this morning we are seeing with this yet another deadline, there have been many, as we know, but with what feels like, yes, a very real deadline looming, especially when we talk about infrastructure and what's expiring on Sunday, what happened to the kumbaya?
There's still a united feeling that we need to pass these bills, and we need to pass them soon, provide the president support, particularly on the climate change measures as he goes to the international conference. But the Sunday deadline is not a hard and fast deadline that has to be met in terms of the transportation programs. It's not as if the lights will go out that day. And it's possible to pass some continuation to keep the funding in place as we conclude this. I hope we can get it done this week. It's more likely to occur next week. It does need to occur. I am one of those progressives who said we can't do the highway portion if we're not going to do the child care and the health portion. I continue to feel that way. These two bills will have to move together to provide relief that is Build Back Better, not Build Back Weak.
Lloyd Doggett, congressman from Texas. He's on the budget committee in the House of Representatives, and he's one of the reasons why they still don't have a deal, believe it or not. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. So call me stubborn. For the last few years, I've been asking friends, family, even business associates to repeat what they were saying. I knew I had hearing loss, but I put it off. It wasn't until several friends urged me to get checked for hearing loss that I finally gave in. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. I had no idea how much I was missing. This, folks, was a life-changing experience. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. Now, they've even hooked up to my smartphone, so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. I know you've been putting it off. Make that call today. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com, and tell them Kevin Wall sent you. Hey, Kevin Wall here for my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly. 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Wait, you used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump. But a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month. You get another check.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
97% of all COVID hospitalizations and deaths are in unvaccinated patients. If you get vaccinated, you are 97% less likely to see the inside of my hospital, which will make your life 97% better because you'll be more likely to have the future you dreamed about. There are over 970,000 physicians in the United States, and almost all of us would recommend you get vaccinated. It's not too late until it is. For more information, visit nvcovidfighter.org.
Big name guests, the news of the day, mixed in with a diversity of opinions. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Yeah, we were talking with Tommy Pigott, Republican National Committee Rapid Response Director, and one of the things we talked about were the failing poll numbers of Joe Biden. And it's interesting that Joe Biden is tonight in Virginia stumping for Terry McAuliffe. And I'm just going to tell you, it's unbelievable how bad these poll numbers are. Sean Hannity, in fact, let's see if we can squeeze this in. This is Cut 5. This is Sean Hannity from last night. And one of the things he talked about was the continuing polling problems for Biden. It's not getting any better. I mean, with all the stuff he's done, with all the going and talking about trains, and none of it resonates. The American people have made a determination on Joe Biden, and it's not good. This is Cut 5, Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel.
According to Gallup, since taking office in January, Biden's approval rating has now plummeted a whopping 27% with independents. Other polls have his approval rating in the mid-30s. There's not a single thing that Joe Biden and his administration can claim as successful for you, the American people. And now we have a frail and a weak and a cognitive mess and a deeply unpopular president desperately trying to sell his insane Build Back Better New Green Deal socialism that he claims falsely that won't cost a single penny. Needless to say, it's not going particularly well. Take a look.
Noble expression, time is money. As one computer said, if you're on the train and they say Portal Bridge, you know you better make other plans.
All right, there you have it. According to Biden, we have to pass Build Back Better socialism because, quote, as one computer said, computer, not commuter, if you're on the train and they say Portal Bridge, you know you better make other plans. Now, after stumbling and mumbling and bumbling through his prepared remarks, Biden once again told the same long, rambling, debunked story about Amtrak, now for the fifth time. And he just keeps lying. Take a look.
And Ange walks up to me and goes, Joey, baby, grabs my cheek. And I thought the Secret Service was going to blow his head off. I said, I swear to God, true story. He said, Joey, I read in the paper, you travel 1,000 to 1,200,000 miles on Air Force planes because they keep meticulous tabs of it. So the boys and I figured out the retirement dinner. He said, you travel 2 million, I think it was 180, but 2,200,000 miles.
Only problem is that never happened. According to multiple fact checkers, Joe's story is not true at all. And yet here we are listening to the same long BS for the fifth time here. And of course, the Biden administration, they have no problem lying about anything and everything. Remember Mayorkas? Yeah, the DHS secretary lying about the border crisis, calling the mass migration. This is only a seasonal problem. Jen Psaki circling back with the lie about the border crisis. Migrants don't need to be tested for COVID. They're not planning on staying here very long. And then she lied about, oh, well, yeah, we're dispersing people all over the country at 2 a.m. and 4 a.m. In the middle of the night. That's not the middle of the night. That would be called an early morning flight. I've flown a lot. That's actually not true. And Biden lying about COVID-19, declaring that he could beat the virus as president, told that lie a lot. Also lying about leaving Americans behind in Afghanistan 13 days before he did it. Lying again about the number of Americans he abandoned. We have a full report tonight coming up on that. But, of course, Biden is also lying about his Build Back Better New Green Deal socialist spending proposal by saying the $3.5 trillion price tag actually cost $0.
The fact is, all of that is not the reason why people have soured on this president. And I contend it's the numbers we talked about with Tommy Pigott from the RNC, the Labor Department confirming what I think most of us knew, that Republican states are leading America's economic recovery from the COVID-19 pandemic. As of September, 17 of the top 20 states for jobs recovered since the pandemic began were led by Republican governors. 18 of the top 20 states have Republican-controlled legislatures. Meanwhile, the 8 states with the highest unemployment rates, guess what? They're all led by Democrat governors. The average unemployment rate in the 27 states with Republican governors, 4.4%, more than a full percentage point lower than the 5.5% average unemployment rate in Democrat-led states, including this one. That's incredible. But the numbers don't lie, and the American people, when they look at their own lives and they look at the inflation. Did you know this? I didn't realize this. The cost of a turkey dinner at Thanksgiving is going to be up 4% just since a year ago. You look at the cost of gasoline. You look at the cost of so many staples that we use every day. And believe it or not, It's going up and up and up. That is a scary, scary thought. More to come as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, it's Pat Casal with the MultiCare Group. Open enrollment time is here. Anyone who needs individual or family coverage should give the MultiCare Group a call at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Lots of changes this year as we add two new carriers. In addition, we've extended open enrollment until January 15th. Whether you want to enroll with the Silver State Exchange or direct with a carrier, the MultiCare Group can help. All the plans we offer are qualified health plans. They'll provide you with free annual exams, telemedical exams, and the best networks in the valley. The MultiCare Group will tailor our plan to fit your family's budget. Our services are no cost to our clients. All you pay is the premiums the carriers charge. The best part of working with the MultiCare Group is not when you buy the insurance, it's when you need the insurance the most. We're going to be with you every step of the way to make sure you maximize your health plans. So call 702-396-9449. That's 702-396-9449 and set up an appointment today. It could be live over the phone or you can come and meet us in person. Thanks again. We'll hope to hear from you soon.
Temperatures are dropping, but prices are skyrocketing. Nevada housing costs are soaring. Rents up 34%, costing families over $430 a month. It's an inflation tax, raising prices on gas and groceries. And Senator Catherine Cortez Masto's spending spree will make things worse. Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Cortez Masto are pushing for trillions more in spending and higher taxes to pay for it all. Crushing Nevada small businesses, sending prices higher on almost everything you buy, trillions in new spending, and a long list of higher taxes, even on people making minimum wage. Call Senator Cortez Masto at 202-224-3542. Tell her we can't afford Speaker Pelosi's outrageous tax and spend agenda. Tell her to oppose the current reconciliation bill. Paid for by One Nation. www.onenationamerica.org.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Scott Hammond, State Senator, District 18. There is a difference of opinion. The state's $2 billion share of unspent American Rescue Relief Plan ARP funds from the these are Biden bucks allocated by lawmakers on the Interim Finance Committee. That seems to be one legal opinion, but there's another legal opinion which was given to lawmakers, I think back in August, that it would take the full a special session to dole out a lot of this money. And the big question is, what is going to happen? I mean, we've got, remember the governor a couple of weeks ago was on a listening tour trying to figure out how to spend $6.7 billion. Here's $2 billion right here that one decision, one legal opinion is that the Interim Finance Committee, I don't want to get too deep into the weeds, but because we only meet every other year, our legislators, the fact is that they have what is called the Interim Finance Committee, and they dole out money, and they make the government work, even though